What's up, y'all? It is Mike Pierce. It is time for another recap show where I have myself and Amy McCracken of the VRO.com. What's up, Amy?
Hello, sleepyheads.
Yes, and we talk about Sleepy Hollow. It is Saturday afternoon. We're going to be talking about last night's episode that aired on Fox. It was called Incident at Stone Manor. Before we get into it, I have to shout out to all the sleepyheads out there and all the peeps. Of course, Sleepy Addicts. If you're not following them on Twitter, you should follow them on Twitter. And
yes.
Also shout outs to their site, SleepyHollowAddicts.com. If you're a fan of Sleepy Hollow like we are, but they're like hardcore.
Yeah, you and I are like, well, we'll talk about it.
Oh man, I wonder how you're feeling. Okay, hold on. So, and also shout outs to my peeps over at Good Shows. If you're not on it, currently it's available on iPhones, but get on there, Good Shows.
They just had an update too. So if you did download it, go to your updates where you can update.
Yes, do that. It's got some really cool updates, and you can get on there and get on. If you're a fan of TV and movies, get on there and you can jump on the community and follow us. I'm Mike the Movie Guy. And who are you on there?
Variety Radio Online.
Sweet. All right. So let's talk about last night's episode. I watched it this morning. I was trying to get it in today, late last night when I got home from the club. And for people out there, I work at a club. I don't party every weekend, though I used to a long time
ago. Don't lie to the people, Mike.
Whatever. So I tried watching them, but then I was looking at the baby monitor, and my son started moving around, and I just don't know if he just heard some of the beginning of Sleepy Hollow. I was like, I can't take a chance. Nope. I'll just watch this tomorrow. So yeah. I watched it today, and I figured you already had watched it already.
No, I actually.
Yeah. Okay. Hold on.
I forgot about it.
Oh my gosh! Are you serious?
I'm not used to Friday shows. So Fridays, like, you know, Thursday's my last day of work because uh-huh. we don't have shows on Fridays.
Right.
So I was like, I looked at my Twitter and I was like, oh, shit.
I know, because I tweeted you. I was like, oh, we're going to be talking Sleepy Hollow. And something told me, because Sleepyheads, all of a sudden I get a text from Amy. She's like, I'm watching the show now. I was like, what? I was like, well, Maddox just went down for a nap, so you're going to have to wait. So that's why it's a little bit later on this afternoon that we're recapping the show.
And then I went down for a nap after I watched
Yes,
it.
You did. And then I had to be the responsible one. And so I was like, I cannot wait. I got to get outside and ride my bike with my son. So, the incident at Stone Manor.
Yeah.
Okay. I got to ask you straight off, because, okay, if anybody follows us on Twitter and Sleepy Addicts, last week, some of the sleepyheads listened to the podcast.
Yeah, they did.
Thanks to Sleepy Addicts.
And I'm like this girl on this Finding Bigfoot show.
Yes!
I don't know. I got to watch because I have no idea who she is.
I know who she is. And she's kind of like very, I would say very skeptic, very kind of like, you know, like, I won't say about Bigfoot unless I see a Bigfoot. So I don't know if they're called, I don't know. But it was a hilarious, people, if you are following us on Twitter, it was funny because.
It was fun.
Sleepyheads out of nowhere just like, Amy sucks balls. I mean, it wasn't like that. I made that up. But
anyway, I didn't see any of that.
But it was like, it was hilarious because like the fans were like, she doesn't even seem like she likes the show. And I went there and said, hey, just FYI, we are big fans of the show. Season 1 and 2 rocked us. But you have taken season 3 a lot harder than I have.
I have.
And Amy, people out there, Amy is the type of person where she likes doing research, she invests in the characters, and even knows them all by their real names. I don't. I only know people by their character names.
Well, I mean, we got to go back to why I first got hooked on Sleepy Hollow.
Because
I was sitting on a bus at Comic-Con getting ready to go to the mall and grab me some delicious mall food and freaking Irving, who is no longer on the show and still pisses me off.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. He comes, you know, Orlando comes and sits right down And he was like, hey, you look familiar. And I was like, well, we've never met. And he was like, wait, where's your accent? I said, North Carolina. And he was like, oh, come down and watch Sleepy Hollow. We're family, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Go back and listen to season one and you guys will understand why Mike and I actually started recapping the show. And I did. I fell in love with it. But Mike, you're going to be very surprised.
You liked this episode.
I fucking love this episode.
Yay! You know what?
This was a great episode.
Didn't it feel like old school Sleepy Hollow?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yes, it did. And even, I'm going to put it out there right now. Anybody that's been listening to our recap shows knows that you and I are not fans of Pandora.
No.
Now.
I can't stand her.
But
I realized why I can't stand her.
Okay. Why? I was going to go a different route, but go. Tell me.
It's because she is an abusive relationship.
So that's why she is.
She's like just bowing down to this guy.
Oh.
When she's like, yes, she is an abusive relationship. Go back and watch. She is an abusive relationship.
Oh, I mean, he does run game on her. Mm-hmm. You know? So now, hold on. So now has Amy kind of seen like it's not Pandora's fault that she's all twisted? It's because of this dude?
Exactly.
So now you like her.
No, I don't like her. I want to help her. I want to like be like, look, bitch. You need to grow some balls and stand up to this man.
Well, apparently she's not going to be doing a lot of standing up because she gave her mojo Jojo juice to this dude.
She did. That's like...
Yeah, I was surprised she did that. And but you know what? Maybe that explains. I mean, she definitely worships him as a god. But then it's her man also.
Yeah.
You know,
abusive relationship.
In this episode, though, even though I'm not a fan of Pandora, I did like the scene between Crane, Pandora, and Abby in that other plane. I liked it. I liked Pandora. I liked her because normally she just pops up out of nowhere and is like, where? But this one here, it just all gelled really, really good this episode.
I did like, now, did you think Abby was going to do what she did?
You know what? No. I did not see Abby doing that. Just for the fact that it was, you know, I mean, it's Crane and her, you know, mm-hmm. I mean, if it was her, she would be like, screw it. I'm going to sacrifice myself. But having it when Pandora cuts Crane's little lifeline thing, spirit line, Abby's face, I was like, oh yeah, she's going to do it. She's going to get him back. And then they're just going to team up and then they're just going to figure out the problem. That's what they always do. You know, but when she smashed that that eye of the diamond, whatever you want to call it, I was like, damn. So,
yeah, but I think she smashed it because he said, no, we're not giving it to you.
Right. So I was like, what? But then, of course, you know who saved the day?
Yeah, we know who saved the day.
No. Let's see if you agree with me. Who saved the day?
I agree with you.
You have no
Freaking
clue.
Freaking Nikki Reed saved the day.
Yes. Good job, Betsy Ross.
I'm on the same page. But no, I was really hoping she was actually there.
I know. When she was like, Betsy Ross, I was like, what? She's somewhere on the island? But then I was like, well, then that means she would still be there. And then, oh, that would have been, then she could have came back with Abby. And then, oh, because that's what we want.
Yeah, that's what I was hoping.
I want Betsy Ross to come back. But she wasn't. But that's good enough. She left the sword. Which was cool. Abby was able to figure it out to
and
climb
down
the tunnel.
That's why, like, Abby figured it out herself. She didn't really have. Yes, Crane gave her the motivation.
She was there
playing chess with herself.
Crane was there mentally.
Yeah,
I mean, they were kind of talking back and forth, which was cool. You know, I like that in the show. I you know, it wasn't like that. She was going batshit crazy, but she was still connected to Crane, which shows you.
When did she become an artist?
Hold on. That they're gonna kiss.
No, they're not.
They're gonna.
This is
a serious bond.
I was sitting there and I was watching that and I was like, oh my god, Mike was right.
They're gonna. I mean, that was some serious stuff. And when he at the end when she comes back and everybody's like, oh my Abby, and then Crane comes back and then all of a sudden Crane's like, I wanted to tell you something back then, and I was like, do it. And then everybody, even Joe and Jenny, were like, oh shit, he's gonna drop the bomb right here. And then they start talking about chess. I was like, ooh, Slickster Crane you. Which makes Abby want him even more. Oh, they're going to make out.
No.
Yeah, they're going to make out. You watch, they're
going to
make out.
If they were going to, it would have been this episode because
no,
tomorrow.
No, it's going to build up. It's going to build up. All right, so let's talk about, I want to talk about.
And then she'll be at the club.
What?
With her photo.
You're going somewhere. Stop.
Yeah, where you were last night. You were putting the photos in the thing.
Oh, yeah, I was shredding exes. Oh, no. Crane and Abby will never break up.
Yeah, they will.
They're going to be stronger. When they get together, that's how they're going to take down this holy one man, whatever his name is. I'm telling you, they're going to team up. Their love, it's going to destroy evil.
Oh, my God.
You watch.
Then I will be done.
Whatever. Let's talk about Jenny and Joe going over to Jenny and Abby's dad's house.
Yeah. First, I was like, wait a minute. This guy looks really familiar.
He's from a show a long time. He's old school.
Yeah, but we've seen him before.
Oh, have we?
Yeah, we've seen him on the bench when they were like, Abby was basically spying on him.
Oh, okay.
She was doing the surveying and, you know, following him around.
Oh, that was, okay, but yeah, because that was the dad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I totally forgot about that part.
That's where, and then he said his name, and I was like, oh, okay, yeah, that's right.
And so they just give you a taste. They don't give you a lot. They just he says his name, and then they leave. So
I think because it's gonna be something big with him.
Oh, I totally agree. Something's gonna happen. He's gonna be back in the show, guaranteed.
Yeah. But at the same time, why we were watching Jenny and Corbin and what was the girl's name? See, I'm
Sophia.
Not invested in her character. No, sorry.
FBI
sorry,
Sophia.
Everybody.
Sophia Badass.
Yeah. They were fighting like Abby found, not Abby, Jenny found something and she didn't like it.
Oh yeah.
And I think maybe they have a sister.
You think Sophie is the sister?
It could be.
Really?
Because she was the way she was talking to her, and there was a lot of anger in there.
I don't know, sleepyheads. What do you think? Do you think that Sophie's a lost sister of the Mills?
I actually went back. I was like, wait, did I miss her picking up a photo or something and seeing her with her dad?
It'll be interesting. I mean, the whole fighting back and forth. I was with Joe. I was like, what the hell? What is your problem, Jenny? And she was definitely taking. And I hate to say it, but Sophie was right. She figured it out. So Jenny needs to get her head out of her ass. And I think it's because she's involved with Joe. And that's why I don't like Joe. He's a distraction. He hasn't earned his stripes. He has no clue. And I know some of the sleepyheads are like, we love Joe. No, I don't.
Well, I love Joe.
Why?
I like Joe more than I like Jenny.
What?
I know, that's weird.
You just like him because he's a
just
guy.
Just bring Holly back and I'll be happy.
Oh, I know. Holly, yeah, there you go. You just like, bring Holly and his shirt off and chopping wood and I'll love the episode.
Exactly.
That's all you'll remember. You'll be like, I just remember chopping wood by Holly. I don't remember anything else by the episode. So, yeah, I don't know what's going to happen with I don't know. Jenny just seems off. And I guarantee it's Joe. And it's irritating me because Joe is going to cause a problem. I can already tell.
Definitely. I mean, she could have been acting like that because, you know, they're should be searching for Abby and not fighting.
I mean, that could be
girl.
It. That could be it. She just feels bad. I mean, I get it, but she was really being a snatch. And their plan worked. They were able to cement the gargoyle, which, by the way, was a badass creature.
That was. I really liked it.
I'm a fan of gargoyle. I actually have a.
Did you ever watch the cartoons?
Yes, I did. I actually have a gargoyle statue that sits on Maddox's shelf and watches him over while he sleeps. Protects. Oh, I'm into that stuff. So when I saw the gargoyle, I was like, oh, I can relate. But good thing this.
Yeah, but that one wasn't protecting.
No, that was a little bit meaner. You know, he's had some issues. But no, I love the creature. It was badass. So I was happy with the creature, happy with the special effects, the story, the action. This was a good episode. This felt like a season 1-2 episode. That's what I enjoyed.
You know? They actually should have came back with this episode.
You know what? This could have been a premiere. Yes, I agree. This could have been a premiere episode. So, but this shows you that, you know, you and I have been kind of like, bring back the original. And to get a little bit of this is dope. That means that there is that, for you, there's a light at the end of the tunnel.
Yes.
See, there you go. And did you happen to watch what happens next week?
No, I didn't get to see the preview. It cut off on my DVR.
I tweeted it out.
Well, I didn't want to watch because I haven't finished. I didn't
guess
watch the episode yet.
Who comes back?
Holly.
The Kindred.
Oh, no, I've seen that photo.
The Kindred. He was one of my favorites. One of my favorites. Oh, I'm excited. When I saw him, they were like, the Kindred is back. And I was like, yes. But he doesn't seem like he's going to be fighting like the horsemen, which kind of sucks. He's going to be looking for a bride, which is going to be interesting.
Weird.
But I'm cool with that because that means my Kendra's going to get a lot of TV time.
That is true.
I'm excited. I'm excited for next week because, I mean, it could just be the Kindred and just I don't need anything else. I'm getting another taste of season one and two right there. Now, if I could just get the horsemen, if I could just get a little bit of horsemen.
I don't think we are, and that upsets me.
I'm going to be upset if I don't get the horsemen. I better get some horsemen sometime this season.
I don't think we will.
I mean, we'll see because, look, Mr. Macho Man now, he's got all this souped up power. Pandora looks like a little – I mean, she's hurting. Okay, could she turn against super evil dude?
I hope so.
Could the box have released the horsemen? I'm telling you, I see stuff coming. I've got magic powers. Are we done?
Okay.
Are we done?
I think we are because you just went everywhere.
I did. I brought it all together. Like Pandora's box.
I liked it, though.
Good. Scale of 1 to 10, what do you give this episode?
10.
Wow. Ooh, would I give this a 10? Did this really rock my world?
You know it did.
Did I feel like, oh, damn, it's a great episode? No. I would probably have to give it a really good 9. When I saw the trailer for The Kindred, I was like, 10! I don't need to see anymore! Done! The Kindred's back.
So next week you'll have a 10.
Yes, 10 next week for sure. But this episode, I mean, it was really, really good. Don't get me wrong. I really enjoyed this episode. It's just, it didn't rock my world. That's it. I mean, and that's not a bad thing.
If they would have kissed, then you would have gave it a 10.
Oh, yeah. If they would have kissed, I would be like, yeah, finally. Because I'm just waiting for it. I'm telling you, love conquers all, especially Mr. Mojo Evil Guy here. They're going to need it. I'm telling you. That's the only way they're going to be able to beat him. Mark my words. All right, we're done. All right,
we're done.
All right. You gave it a 10. I give this episode a 9. Miss Amy McCracken, let the internet know where they can find you and all your stuff.
They can find all of my stuff at Variety Radio Online. It's thevro.com. If they want to follow me personally, my Twitter is AmyVRO.
Sweet. And for me, you can check out my blog anytime you want, iwatchmike.com. And follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Mike the Movie Guy. And I Watch Mike on Facebook. And don't forget my Audio Boom channel. Amy's got one too. Mine is audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. You can find this show plus Arrow, The Flash, The Walking Dead returns tomorrow. So me and the crew will be talking The Walking Dead, which will be really sweet. Fear the Walking Dead's coming back. Some other stuff's on there as well. And of course, Amy's got audioboom.com/channel/Variety Radio Online. That is it for us. Don't forget, shout outs to Sleepy Addicts. Check out Sleepy Addicts on Twitter, SleepyHollowAddicts.com. And of course, good shows. Download the app. Good shows for the iPhone. We're out of here. Amy.
Bye, everyone.
They're going to kiss.
No, they're not.
They're going to kiss.